Okay.
Good evening, neighbors. This is the 15th of December, 2009. The time by my clock is 7:11. No fast food tonight. And I'm called to order the December business meeting of the Mount Pleasant Advisory Neighborhood Commission, 1D. I observe a quorum, namely Jack McKay, the Secretary Treasurer, Phil Lepanto, Oliver Tunda, and myself. It is our usual approach to start off with public commentary, in which individuals are allowed 3 minutes.
Greg, quickly, let's confirm that Lorena just appeared, but I don't think anybody is in need of the Spanish translation. Is that correct?
Well, we should do it in Spanish. Necesito que... Okay. No. Pueden todos hablar y entender inglés? We usually start in this corner, and by chance, we have our esteemed local artist, Byron Beck.
Yeah, my name is Byron Beck.
Excuse me.
I'm not familiar with this 3 minute thing, so I'm just going to say who I am.
No, you can. You have 3 minutes to make your discussion.
Oh, okay. My name is Byron Beck. I've been a resident here for, I think, going on 15 years, and quite the fan of the neighborhood, and I'm here in particular tonight to see what we can come with on a mural proposal. It started back at the beginning of summer, back in June, with a number of community meetings that were held here at La Casa, and they involved in all total about 60-some people giving us feedback. We said we had a blank canvas and we want to see what the neighborhood would want to have, and they involved meeting after meeting with refinement. Within each stage, the mural design has been approved by the DC Arts and Humanities Commission, and it's part of their Public Art Public Places program, which particularly seeks to engage communities in public artwork that can be used to enliven, brighten streets up. I've done probably 25 to 30 large public murals throughout DC, including the Duke Ellington mural, the Metro Center, Southwest Gateway, DuPont Circle. So I'm used to working with a variety of communities between here and Deanwood, but this is the first time I've really been able to go out into my own neighborhood and get feedback and try and come up with a visual solution for an area of the street which now is getting a little bit run down since the fire, that we'd like to see kind of brightened up with interpretations of both the mixed cultural heritage we have, the history we have in Mount Pleasant, and the neighborhood wanting to kind of throw in their suggestions of what could be possibly utilized on what's now a rather dark and dull brick wall. And we were basically approached by MANA, and we're working with them who did the building renovations. And they were all excited by the design as it finally evolved to, which shows neighborhood interaction, locations, along with a motif which we felt reflected also a lot of the mixed nature of this neighborhood. So that's my 3 minutes, and then I guess I'll be up to do something a little bit later on. Questions and feedback as it goes.
Well, we have a very full schedule of 26 resolutions tonight. So this is your...
You still have a
half minute.
I got a half minute. Okay.
But let me be clear, Craig, that when we do take up the discussion of the mural, we may well call on him again.
Subject to the vote of the commission.
Exactly.
Right. So right now, what I'm here for is the last stage is to get the vote of the commission to go back to the full Arts Commission, because I already have the panel review, and we've gone through the first and second stages of approval. We've had a lot of feedback from the community meetings I've had with a number of the groups, the Latino Business Group. We've got signatures of 16 of the businesses which are right adjacent to the bureau, who have looked at it and approved it and are excited by it and would like to see it go up, as well as some of the businesses which are even further down the line, which are up by Mertonic and Best Way, and some of the other stores we have around here. They like the idea of, you know, freshening up the street a little bit, particularly in such a dark wall. And I wanted to incorporate also, as you saw on the side of it, there is architectural references to both the facade of the Avenel, which is the front piece, that the entrance of the building is has, and also to the sides of both portions of the mural, references to the architectural the Art Deco facade where the Bank of America is, and the
Byron, you've now gone a minute over. So
okay.
You start to wrap it up.
No problem. But anyway, I'm here to have the commission support.
Thank you. Next, Faye Armstrong.
I'm here primarily for two items on your very lengthy agenda, the mural and the library. We have submitted today, I'm president of Historic Mount Pleasant. Several of us came to Byron's first community outreach meeting, and Byron and I have spoken many times as he walks by my house in the morning when I'm working in the garden, which is when I usually see people. But Historic Mount Pleasant you've got it right up there. There you go. There's the letter I sent this afternoon to executive director of the commission. Unfortunately, we're very disappointed in this design. We don't think it is the kind of design that the neighborhood has really asked for. Go down here at the bottom of the second paragraph. It's not a coherent, vivid, dynamic. Oh, I'm sorry. Coherent. The bottom of the larger paragraph there is kind of the crux of our concern here. We think that a lot of different alternatives could be proposed for this site that would have the effect of truly brightening the neighborhood and giving something really to kind of uplifting and pull you out of the street. Whereas what's been put up there, these kind of photographic images from the street really put you back down on the street with static images, and we really don't think that is the best use in an artistic sense of this wall. We're talking with some other neighborhood groups, and my letter's there, and I'm happy to answer any questions about that. But we've put the design out to our entire membership. We've gotten some mostly negative comments back. I can give you more detail about that if you're really interested. But the bottom line really is what is up there, that this is not a really coherent, dynamic image that is the kind that the neighborhood needs at this time. And then we get the library is much more complicated, and I'd rather just sit here, and if we have, if you want to ask me questions when we get to the library, that we could do that.
You still have a minute.
No.
Yes. Could you give your two names?
Sure. My two names are Ben and Parisi. I live on the 1600 block of Irving Street. I've never been to an ANC meeting before. I recently moved to Mount Pleasant. I'm a community organizer with Empower DC, and I just wanted to come and saw some interesting things on the agenda, although I didn't see the whole agenda. I just saw a poster on the street, so I thought I would come and see what's going on in my neighborhood.
Thank you.
Mario Cristaldo.
Excuse me, Greg, should we pause to get the translation equipment? Some more people have come in. And
Martin, ¿quieres tener un Mario Cristaldo.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody, commissioners. My name is Mario Cristaldo. I'm the Director for Community Relations and Organizing for NANA, Inc. NANA has been around for 25 years. We do primarily affordable housing with a concentration on homeownership. And we are still currently the owner of 3125 Mount Pleasant, the building in question here about the mural. As you can see from the picture, if you could, is there any way we can get the mural again back there? That's going to be actually on the side of the building. It's not going to be in the front of the side of the building. So, and the reason actually we wanted to, this is actually the end of a lot of discussions that we have with the residents, with the homeowners, the current homeowners, and also something that we wanted to celebrate in relationship with the community. And what you can see there is a variety of a diverse way of expressing what Mount Pleasant is. I used to be a member of this community. I used to live at 1845 Kilmore Northwest here before I got this place by gentrification, as a matter of fact. But just to go back to the mural, I want to say that we actually provided the mural. And this is a private property. All the owners, owners of the building, in the building, they are in agreement. They came to more than five meetings that I remember we had here. This is what I see now happening is just the conclusion of something that I see is the representation of all the groups and all the good ideas that Byron has received in all those meetings. And I understand that people might not agree 100% with this mural because we come from different backgrounds, different ways of seeing things. We all want to be in a way and become an artist. I am. And so I'm not 100% in agreement with what I'm seeing as well. But at the end of the day, what we're seeing here is what the artist, our neighbor Byron, who's coming to request a letter of support from the ANC for a work that he has already done and has been approved most of it that we're trying to help him to show us something that he would express what the community really is, the diversity. And again, I'm going to repeat, we're not going to be in agreement 100% of what it is, but I think it's the reflection of all of us here. So I urge the ANC commissioners to provide a letter of support tonight for Byron so we can continue to finish this work that is necessary that we're doing. And I understand
your time
that
is up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that's it. Thank you.
Let me caution people. The characteristic of this microphone is that you have to talk into it like a rock singer.
If you hold it down like this, it doesn't work. And all you get is the background music and radio station.
So you gotta pretend you're a rock singer. Okay, who is next? Who wishes? Here we go.
Mi nombre es Martín Iraeta. Mi nombre es Martín Iraeta, soy miembro de Latinos de Session. Referente a lo que estamos viendo, ese cuadro. Okay.
My name is Martín Iraeta, and I'm from Latino Association. And in reference of what we're seeing right now,
este cuadro nosotros ya lo rechazamos dos veces porque no es lo que nosotros queremos. Porque dijimos que ese cuadro de arriba, que es la boliviana bailando, el otro que no se significa ni qué es, solo porque tiene la camiseta con la bandera de El Salvador. Eso no es lo que nosotros queremos.
We have seen this before, and we do not agree that that's what we wanted. We do not like it. There's a picture of Bolivian right there, and it doesn't really represent all of us in here. And, you know, they didn't like that picture from the beginning.
Look at the rest of the translation. He said, rejected it twice. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to read it correctly, but I don't know.
Well, it was rejected twice.
And also the picture that they couldn't
Lo que nosotros pedíamos era una forma como el festival, que lleguen de diferentes razas, diferentes personas, no la misma, mismo cuadro.
What we asked is the form of, like, you know, how the festival has is diverse. We have different types of people from different countries, you know, so that's we actually what we wanted, not what we have right here right now.
Por ejemplo, si se toma la foto, la vez pasada yo les traje una fotografía, yo no sé qué le hicieron, que la tomó Main Street, que aparece toda la mampleza, el festival, aparece la panadería, la farmacia, todo. Eso es lo que nosotros queremos.
At one point, in one of the meetings, I brought one of the pictures, and the picture disappeared. In that picture, they showed Mount Pleasant, the pharmacy, everything around here, and that's what we want from that picture. So, from my understanding, the picture disappeared.
Porque este cuadro que se ve ahí es como cuando uno está en un restaurante. Así se mira, no tiene nada de comunidades. Ahí no se ve nada de, prácticamente, no sé.
He said, I'm not able to see anything there. I don't see the community. What I see there is like a picture for a restaurant. That's what I see.
Esto es lo que lo puede.
That would be all.
Mi nombre es Rosa Rivas, soy parte de Latino Association. Vivo acá por 20 años en Mount Pleasant y mi entendimiento es de que sí, la Asociación Latina se reunió con el artista acá presente y expusimos todo lo que nosotros queríamos ver en Mount Pleasant.
My name is Rosa Rivas, and I'm from the Latino Association. And yes, we have came to a meeting in the past, and we let them know what we wanted.
Okay, my name is Rosa Rivas, and we meet with the artist here present here, and we present to him about the Mount Pleasant, what is the dream, what is the show about Mount Pleasant. And we have about 15 people in show to him, what is the people want. And he present that picture before, and he say he understand that, and he present to the he change something in the picture. And but we want to, I hear that about the grant, we want to the grant stay here in Mount Pleasant for the mural. This is my perception. For the more, yeah. About the mural, I think this is for the discussion, maybe in the future, but we want to the grant for Mount Pleasant for Maida Mugan. This is, I want to. Okay. I don't know if you understand that I want to, I say. Sí, por favor. Lo que yo quiero es de que el presupuesto que se está pidiendo que quede acá en Mount Pleasant para hacer el mural. Ya lo que se va a reflejar en el mural, eso ya va a entrar en discusión. Mario Cristaldo lo puede decidir junto con la comunidad si no está en si la comunidad dice no queremos esta pintura, se puede hacer muchos arreglos en el futuro. pero sí queremos el presupuesto para el mural de... Okay, what she wants is, she wants the grant to come here, to stay here in Mount Pleasant. She wants the money to stay here so they'd be able to do the mural. Now, she wanted to be a discussion later about what's going to be in the mural. Okay, and that's pretty much what she's trying to say with everything she just said right now. She wants the grant to come here. She wants the money to stay here. Now, for him, he can discuss that with that community and the association, whatever, you know, whoever he needs to speak to in the community, and then we can come up with another picture, another view of what's going to be in the mural. Yeah, that's what I'm...
We'll get to you shortly.
What I'd like to say is just take 1 minute of it and use to say in Spanish what I said in English earlier. So, just for them to understand, because I realized they didn't get the translation into Spanish.
Una cosa que yo le estaba diciendo es que la reunión de esta noche es el señor Byron está pidiendo una carta de apoyo para que el Departamento de Artes de la ciudad, que ya aprobó, que tiene media aprobación, media sanción del proyecto, ya está aprobado, media sanción, necesita una carta. Nosotros con todas las reuniones que hicimos, y sabemos que no todos estamos de acuerdo con esto, que a usted le gusta una parte, a mí me gusta la otra, pero esto es el reflejo de lo que toda la comunidad quiere. Entonces lo que nosotros estamos pidiendo es, para el futuro, si usted quiere hacer un mural, con mucho gusto vamos a seguir trabajando para buscar otros lugares, pero para este mural, esto que acaban de ustedes, es ya llegamos un poco tarde, porque lo que el señor está pidiendo es de que se consiga una carta de apoyo. Y yo le voy a pedir que para este señor le hagamos la carta de apoyo de la comunidad y después nosotros continuemos con otros murales que ustedes puedan pintar. Eso es lo que yo estoy proponiendo. Gracias. El proceso que nosotros seguimos, un proceso que ya se terminó con respecto al mural de este.
Mario, no se acaba. She had a few more seconds.
My name is Lorena Mejia, and I'm with the Latino Association. And, I'm here usually to interpret to my Latinos, but we don't have that many, we just have them. But then again, you know, it's cool. I have come to the meetings before about this mural, and my opinion is I do not like it. And I understand, you know, it's not our building, it's not, you know, for me to decide, you know. I can't decide that. But I can give you my opinion, and I do not like this, because I've been here for 27 years, and this is not Mount Pleasant. I'm sorry.
Hello, my name is Jess Morrell. I live at 1631 Irving. I've lived in Mount Pleasant for about 6 months, but I've been, you know, visiting Mount Pleasant for about 3 to 4 years. And if someone showed me that mural, I would have no idea what community it was for. And, you know, I've seen a lot of murals, and it's hard to visualize how a photo-style mural really translates into paint. I think it's a really hard mural to make from an artistic perspective. So it'd be nice to see some success stories with that, and maybe what those have looked like from the street perspective. I think it's a hard composition from an artistic perspective, and I think it fails to reflect the community, you know, in a sense where you actually realize what community
we are representing. And I arrived a couple minutes late into this presentation, so I did miss this, but, you know, I've been around, I've been to a lot of cities, I've seen a lot of murals, and it's been, you know, it's very easy to make people look wrong painted. If you mess up a person, you know it right away. So I just think, you know, I think it's a hard sell, and I also think it doesn't represent the community as I've known it for the last 4 years. So that's just my opinion on an artistic level, and my opinion on if your goal is to depict this community, I think you failed to represent how the community sees itself, and I think you failed to represent how the community wants to be seen to other people in different neighborhoods. And I don't even think it really represents DC, you know. And if the Latino Association isn't supporting it, I think you've sort of failed on some part to gather. I mean, this is like your main support. These should be the people who are saying, yes, we absolutely love it. So that's just my opinion.
That's a 15-member. Mario, you're not recognized. Please,
stay here. Hi, my name is Dan Sherman. I live in Mount Pleasant. Have for about 4 years. I love it here. I'm just here for the show. I've never seen this before, and I didn't go to any of their previous meetings. But looking at it, I like the drawn elements, but the photographs don't really do much for me. They don't seem iconic. They just seem like photographs, like snapshots. I really like it, aside from the content of the specific photographs. Anyway.
I'd just like to remind the community that we do talk about other things than just this mural. We only meet once a month, so I welcome newcomers who are here for the first time, and I encourage you to bring up other items that you would like us to pay attention to. Oftentimes, this format tends to focus on just one topic, because most people have a conversation one topic at a time, but the format that we have with this meeting is that this is the public's time to bring matters to our attention. So please feel free to talk on other topics other than the mural. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sheila Gutiswitz. I am here to talk on a completely different topic. My partner, Cindy Bermudez, and I moved into Mount Pleasant a year and a half ago. I was in Adams Morgan, she was in Virginia, and we both agreed that we love Mount Pleasant, so that would be the place that we've been and we enjoy. So we are proposing to build a deck and egress. See, we currently do not have stairs nor much space on the blue one. And we need, I believe, what they call a special exception. We had actually been thinking that our meeting was in February, so we didn't talk to a whole lot of people before this, but we made sure at the last minute to make sure we talked to our neighbors, Bill and Laura. Bill is out of town. Laura is here and have their support. As you might guess, the house to the left is a rental. But we do have a nice community garden space there, so I believe they would support the mission as well. Just because of, I guess, I don't actually know why the special exception is needed, but we are looking forward to the ANC support to pursue our design to get stairs down to the driveway from the main living level.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Michael Minton. Architect. I'm Ward 3, but I represent Sheila Gutiswitz and Cynthia Bermudez on the project that they have up on the photograph here. And really the big push here is, one, is to provide a terrace, a deck, and two, is to be able to get a means of egress out from the living area down, and not force them to have to walk around the alley or up the side and up on Ingleside Drive to access the front door from where they park. So it's a fairly simple design.
Phil, can you tell me why you need is it a zoning adjustment? Okay.
It's a special exception because the all of these houses are already pretty much exceeding the setback, one, and then the density is another one. The special exception allows you to occupy up to 70% of the property, hence the section 2-something of the DC code.
So I'm sorry, what will this increase the lot coverage to?
To 70%.
And the what is the zoning rule?
Let me address this, because he's not looking for a zoning variance, which surprises me, but that's what it is. It's looking for a special exception, not a variance, but an exception. And the exception simply says that this change will not adversely affect the use of the adjacent properties. That's the only requirement. So that's what we have to do, which we will do a little bit later.
With the commission, we have a very full schedule. Would the commission allow 1 minute to part the question? Okay. The chair recognizes the questioner for not to exceed 1 minute.
The reason is that it's still a built structure. So it's even though it's not a building, so to speak, an enclosed building, it's still a structure.
Well, the public discussion period is now over. Since there's so many people here for two main objects, I propose that the commission take these up immediately so that those that wish can leave. Since the last topic we talked about was a special exception, would the commission go with allowing it to have a discussion and vote on this as a first line of business?
As chair, I believe it's your discretion.
Okay. Well. Okay. Jack, would you please read the body of the resolution? This is item 20 on our list.
Yeah, resolve that ANC Wendy advises the Board of Zoning Adjustment to grant the special exception for 1845 Ingleside Terrace Northwest, BZA case number 18026, allowing a new egress stair, landing, and terrace on the rear of the building.
Is there discussion? I'll second it just to proceed. Is there discussion?
Let me proceed with just a moment. As I say, this is a special exception. And they require, there are actually two criteria for a special exception. One is that it is compatible with the zoning regulations, and this is residential use, so that's fine. The more serious one is that this change shall not adversely affect the use of the adjacent properties. And I checked with the neighbor. I believe I had a picture. Yeah, the neighbor on this side, because as in our previous zoning adjustment case where the neighbor seriously objected to having a deck built next door. I wanted to be sure that we didn't encounter that same situation here. And I did get an explicit statement from the neighbor saying that the proposed structure, which consists of extending that deck out over this back, building stairs up to that deck, and building a small deck up here on this upper level, that all of this was acceptable to the neighbor. And there's really no reason why it shouldn't be, because whereas in other cases, for example, the other one we dealt with, he was facing a blank wall of building across the alley. In this case, it's looking up over Rock Creek Park.
Thank you for the explanation, Jack. As pointed out by Phil, we have a full agenda. So I'd like to... okay. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none... May I call for a vote? All those in favor of this resolution, signify by saying aye.
raising your hand. It's all those opposed, zero. So this passed with a vote of 4-0. The second item is we have two resolutions on the mural. Jack, how would you like to handle this? Yours came in earlier.
Yeah, let me proceed with mine, and you can offer yours as a replacing amendment if you like.
That's the way we usually do things.
Yeah. I would like to offer this resolution, which is merely offering a letter of support. I'm asking for permission to, as Secretary of the ANC, to send a letter of support to this agency supporting the project. I am not specifically endorsing this design, and I gather from the discussion here that there may be some changes forthcoming, but this is simply supporting the project.
I, out of committee, just to speed things on, I'll offer a second, and would also then move to replace it with the resolution that I had offered, which, can you help me with this, Jack?
So would you like to start with the public arts policy?
I think we can change this the replacement resolution just to focus on this for the moment.
Okay, then your replacement resolution would be this one, advising that the proposed installation by Byron Beck does not meet the policy guidance.
What number?
That's number 23.
Okay, number 23. Jack, would you offer me comity as I did you by second?
I will second your amendment.
Okay. And there may be a need for one or two small changes, but that could come out of the discussion. Is there a discussion on this? Phil?
I think that we should make a couple of revisions to this, particularly since, to my knowledge, we don't actually have a program for public arts. Which I think we should discuss at some other time, but I would like to fix this resolution.
Would you offer some amendments to fix this?
I would simply say ANC 1D does not support the current design that has been approved by the DC Arts and Humanities Commission.
Okay, I'll accept that as a friendly amendment. Jack, well, perhaps you can type that in. Any other discussion?
Well, let me back up to... Well, I don't do that. I'm working very hard at endorsing the project without necessarily committing to a specific drawing, specific design, because that seems to be a matter of some controversy. On the other hand, I do not want to lose this opportunity. Byron has put a great deal of work into this project. He's done about 90% of it, and I don't want to see that lost, because I don't believe that there is any alternative to what Byron is doing. There's nobody else going to show up and volunteer to redo this whole project and open a new mural.
I understand that there are several other groups that are planning to do so. I know of two, and the next round of funding. And I would counter by saying that I think the public participation process in public arts here is young compared to what I've seen in other places, and that it requires accommodation, not around the edges for specific small elements, but sometimes it requires accommodation to the whole framework of design. And I believe those more serious critiques were made. I know I made some, and I've heard from several other groups that they made them and they were not addressed. Hoping that we can work with in a many artists that live in the neighborhood to learn how to how we can do that. Okay, are you ready, Phil?
Excuse me, Atonatl, A-T-O-N-A-T-L.
That's correct.
Phil, have you...
I misspelled it in our resolution file.
Okay.
Now, is there any other opportunity for me to make any adjustment to the situation and the complexity of how many people I've had to interpret
Is there a, you're not recognized. Does the form is that you ask for further remarks to, of the chair. And the chair, you address the chair always. So I've heard your request. Is there, does the commission wish further discussion on this from Byron Peck? Okay. You? Okay, so I'm sure Jack will go along, so let me suggest that you take 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay, I appreciate the opportunity to address the situation, because since the very beginning of this project, I've also been dealing with the trying to interpret as each successive group comes in and changes kind of like what the earlier group had, to still roll in and still represent the 60-some people that we've encountered, including the folks we've heard here, still within the wall space and still within something where it's not so cluttered that it becomes a an issue where you have so much going on that you're no longer seeing what you want to see. And what I've been asked to do is show parts of the festival, which I've now found out when I was talking to Haiti the, last night, when we were showing the image to a number of the businessmen here over the last few days, that there was a an issue that specifically in the one image that has the festival, that they're Brazilian as opposed to El Salvadorian. And of course, Haiti was like, I have a great picture of me when I have wearing a El Salvadorian outfit. Little things like that are going to appeal to different people on different levels. Within this design, we're trying to get the idea of people being friendly, greeting each other in the street, the importance of the library, the youth being able to hang out in the area and enjoy the park. And then after listening to some of the issues this afternoon that were coming in through the pipeline, I said, well, okay, why don't we start stripping down some of these things and just simply taking out one or two elements, where now you have one of the central things to this is a step-down image from the early Mayan motif, which shows the Tree of Life, which could then be used to show the anchoring of those various groups of interest to try and tie the neighborhood together. This is a very dense street with a lot of folks with a lot of different backgrounds, and I really have found it very, very challenging to come up with a singular image, which is going to represent everybody sitting in this room plus the other 2,000 people who are beyond this room. So I think what I'm trying to say is we have an opportunity right now to have funding to proceed ahead, possibly do modifications, which we are always doing modifications in the old design. So it's not like, you know, this is something I'm going, oh, I'm drawing a line here. This is where I'm trying to come up and, you know, get as much feedback as I can. You know, we put up posters and we put up notifications of these meetings, so we wanted to make sure we got as much feedback as we could. Now I'm getting more direct feedback than I've had in the last 5 months. So I'd like to acknowledge that. Shay, you've known about the
Byron. Is it? You've gone almost 3 minutes. So
okay, I'm trying to.
I'm sure you're very passionate about this. Was what we need, but and I'm sure you could go on throughout the night about the whole thing.
I'm probably.
Yes. are we ready now for a vote? Okay. Yes. All in favor of the revised?
Is it in favor of the motion to amend?
Okay, this is, yes, in favor of the motion to amend. All in favor of the motion to amend? Raise your hands. 2. All opposed? 2. Okay, then the motion to amend fails. Then we can move to the main motion. All those in favor of the main motion? Raise your hand. 2. All those opposed? 2. The motion fails. So the neighborhood will not speak on this issue at this time. Now we can resume our regularly scheduled program. Phil.
I do want to briefly say that I appreciate the passion and the focus that has come from our neighborhood on this issue. People care very deeply about their neighborhood and about how their neighborhood is represented. And I wish that we had a little bit more discussion from the other commissioners about why they would vote in a particular way. But I agree with the Latin Latino Association that it would be wonderful to have this project here and to have these funds. My understanding is that at this time it's a question of going forward with this design. And everything that I've heard from my constituents and here tonight leads me to believe that the community does not favor this design. Now, as I said to you on the phone earlier today, no, I don't think anyone can fault you on the process. I think you did a lot of work to get out there and to try and do something, and I think there are times when you try and make something work and it just doesn't come together between the vision and the community. And I am having to come down on the side of honoring what my constituents want me to do.
Okay, thank you. Now, the Secretary and Treasurer's report, perhaps we can keep them short tonight.
Well, let me start with the Secretary's report. I just need acceptance of the minutes for the November 17th meeting.
Okay.
Are there any corrections to be made to the minutes of the November 17th meeting?
Seeing none, the Chair observes that it is passed.
Then that takes care of the Secretary's report.
Treasurer.
We received our quarterly allotment, $4,381.70, which is a full allotment. There were no deductions, which is what you like to see coming from the auditor. Routine expenses, $100 to Tony Grillo for putting up posters, $50 to Lorena Mejia for interpretation this evening. I hope there's no uncertainty about the meeting, the mid-month meeting, when Lorena was here, but there was no interpretation. I'm not sure whether that was... We need to make it clear whether Lorena is here as an interpreter or not. We can go back and revisit that, please. A non-routine expense, Bill Bother submitted an invoice for $462.45. I presume that is acceptable. Is that correct?
Seeing no objections to these three items, the Chair observes that they are accepted.
Then, summarizing the quarter, we spent a total of about $5,200 during the quarter, which exceeds our quarterly allotment by over $1,000. But about $2,000 of those expenditures were for capital expenses, $1,200 to the lawyer for legal assistance, and $885 for purchasing the computer. So this seems to be reasonable. Our checking account balance, $53,000 at the start of the quarter, just under $53,000 at the end of the quarter. This is the final quarter of the final month of the quarter. So I will shortly be doing a quarterly report.
Thank you, Jack.
That terminates the Treasurer's report.
In keeping with my own request to keep everything short, I will not make a report on the commercial quarter committee unless there are specific questions. Except to observe that the committee requests that we have an informal meeting in the form of a committee meeting on the 5th. And seeing no objection, that is passed. We move on now to the main agenda. I think we might try just to move through these pretty fast.
Perhaps we could find some that would be quite quickly passed.
perhaps the posting places would be, but I think perhaps we can, I'm willing to defer the Mount Pleasant by name until later, and Phil and I think, reached some kind of agreement on the first one, and so I believe with that we might, that might go fast, and so I would prefer, until somebody else has a better idea for us, to get some of these things off of our list.
I'm certainly in agreement with you.
Okay.
We've created things off the list, but I think there are a couple at the end which are quite important and which we could pass in really a very few minutes of discussion.
Is that...
For example, your ANC resolution delivery via the Internet resolution.
You know how to sweet talk, but I was going to go along with you, seeing no objection, because I want... Because the function of the chair is to serve the commission as a whole, and if... So I think there are a number of them through the end that have been under discussion for a long time. ANC resolution delivery via the Internet.
I would certainly like to see that one.
Okay.
Acceptable.
So seeing no objection, let me read it. ANC1D advises the D.C. Auditor, DCA, the Director of the Office of...
Let me find it here, Greg, before you get too far ahead of me. Okay, here we go.
The Office of the Chief Technology Officer, OCTO, the Office of ANCs, OANC, and the D.C. Council, to implement the following low-cost plan. 1. ANCs may submit their resolutions via a web interface directly into a database set up by OCTO, which will timestamp the entry and automatically send a copy to the agency liaison with ANCs. This interface will allow searches for records by ANC, by agency, by topic, or keywords. 2. Agencies will post their notification, acknowledgement of receipt, resolution, and their answers to ANC via the same interface. Any agency notice or response will be posted by the interface directly via email to the opposite commissions or commissioners. Until the D.C. Council provides complete support for all commissioners to access the web without extra cost, the service will not replace legal requirements for notice by first-class mail. 3. The D.C. Auditor will periodically and at least once a year evaluate the compliance of agencies with applicable code and case law on noticing, acknowledging, and fully answering ANCs. These results will be posted on the OCTO interface and will be considered formally and particularly as part of the D.C. Council's oversight of agencies. May I seek a second?
Second.
Jack seconds. May I, as background, let me say that I have already worked out acceptance of this by OCTO and OANC and the D.C. Auditor in the context of the meeting that was held 3 Saturdays ago of all ANCs by Councilmember Alexander. Now, when I proposed this, it received the strongest applause of any of the ideas that were presented at that meeting, and all the various groups said that they would, this is something they thought could be done quickly and easily, and that they would support. Phil.
This is brilliant. Excellent work. Thank you. I would only make one suggestion, and that is at the end of the first bullet item, in front of the word allow, or after the word allow and before the word searches, at public.
Accept the friendly amendment. Jack, would you insert that? Okay.
I don't know. I mean, this is an excellent resolution. I think it would be great for our city. I think it would really do wonderful things to improve the institution of the ANCs. I just question, do you think it would be necessary to add anything with regard to making updates available via RSS, or do you think that would just be a natural extension of that?
That would be a natural extension, I think. The new Mark, blocking his last name, but I discussed this substantially with him. But in the presentation, he said that after I finished the idea, he said he could implement it within a day or two.
Well, I think any good coder would say that, but it will take longer than that.
Of course they do. Four times longer, the research says.
I think it would take more than 4 hours, too.
More than four, a couple of days, four times that.
But thank you very much. I think this is great, and I look forward to voting.
Thank you. Jack.
I would like to make one minor change. I would like to change, yeah, we've got the radio station going. They're not supposed to be working, but they are. I would like to have will change to shall to make this peremptory.
In which point?
Shall post their notifications, etc.
That's fine. I did that because some of the ANCs have zero web capacity.
I'm sorry, I don't follow that.
In the discussion I had with a lot of commissioners, because a lot of them liked the idea, I was surrounded. I don't want to say mobbed, but there were a large number of people that came up and wanted to talk about this. And several of them wanted to say that their ANC has no tech-savvy people. So we could say we'll submit through the office of the ANCs. So they could send it to Gottlieb, and he will do it.
Greg, that's a non sequitur, because first-class mail notification to ANCs is still allowed. I'm saying that agencies shall post the notification.
I see.
Not ANC shall. Agencies shall.
I was looking at the wrong. In item two.
Agencies shall post the notification.
I accept that as a friendly amendment. Okay. You understand a lot of thought has gone into this. And trying.
Speaking now as the Secretary of the ANC, this will be marvelously helpful.
Good. So I accept that as a friendly amendment. Any further discussion? It appears not. Then are we ready to vote? All in favor, signify. Aye. Raising your hand and saying aye. That's well. For to send our bylaws, that's what I have to say. We have to say aye. It's 4-0. Jack asked that his one on the district attorney be next considered. Jack, would you read the body? Or shall I, while you're doing the mechanics?
Okay, resolve that ANC 1D advises the Council of the District of Columbia to renew its effort to give the district the right to have its own district attorney, as stated in the Establishment of the Office of the District Attorney for the District of Columbia Charterman Act of 2002.
Okay. I second this as a co-sponsor. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, are we ready to... I assume that we're... Yes. Okay. Yes. There will be. I'm hoping there will be. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I was hoping that Stormy would show up because I may need her vote. We're serenaded in the meantime. Okay. Tell me when you're ready, Phil.
Okay. I'll have a word with the radio station people.
Okay.
They're not supposed to do this.
Okay, are we ready to vote now?
But is there any other questions?
I'm hoping that we will get through our agenda tonight.
The legislation that you reference, does that call for the Attorney General to be popularly elected?
Yes.
And it's a citywide office?
Yes. Okay, all those in favor? 4-0. There was a call from the floor, which we might respect, about the library issue. And that is, help me with this, Jack, what item?
Library.
Number 24. Jack, since I'm hoping for your support, would you be willing to read it into the record?
You write such brief, concise resolutions, Greg. No problem. ANC Wendy resolves to award a contract to the Mount Pleasant Latino Association to be administered by 1D staff group with the following provisos. 1. The intents of this project are to provide A. the chance for an access corridor starting in the west side yard of the Mount Pleasant Library and extending roughly south so that ladder fire trucks could reach the rear of almost a dozen buildings, and B. there will be a single entrance for all, and that entrance will go well beyond ADA standards as an immediate and attractive access, not long or apparently difficult. 2. 1D will pay for expert advice on the safety, architectural, public participation, and legal issues involved in pursuing 1D's resolutions on the library upgrade, but no more than the funds raised by other groups with the intents of item 1 above. 1D will not pay more than $3,000 for this project. 3. If the Latino Association does not have a bank account to administer this contract, then it may designate an established incorporated Mount Pleasant Civic Group representing residents to handle the accounts, so long as that group does not exercise any further control than to assure fiduciary responsibility. 1D encourages the Latino Association to manage this project with strong outreach to other Ward 1 groups, including 1C, that have been substantially active in supporting the intents of item 1 above. 4. 1D funds shall be used only to support positions in its resolutions.
Thank you. Will you second it, John? Okay. Thank you, Oliver. Let me report that I've been in discussion with several of 1C, and they like this idea, and they would like to allocate funds to the cause as well. But they will not do so until their meeting on the 6th, so it will be rather late. Chris Otten has raised already $475 in this since Jack proposed this a couple of weeks ago. And I believe that something all along this line would also might get some support from some of the groups, other groups, perhaps Historic Mount Pleasant would take one portion of it on the architectural part. Am I misstating? Perhaps $1,000 is possible. Yes. May I?
Greg and I discussed this possibility this afternoon. I have not spoken with any other members of the board because the ones that I would have reached out to were unavailable this afternoon. Spoke with one of our architects on the design review committee. We have very little time if we're looking at trying to have something together before this possible offer, whatever it is, this meeting that Harry Thomas is offering like the second week in January.
I believe it has been established.
Okay. But I certainly Historic Mount Pleasant remains very dissatisfied with the design that is on the table, the process that the library went through with the ramp, with the entrance, with, you know, we have major concerns about these issues, so I will certainly engage and do what I can to be of assistance in pursuing this new alternative to have our concerns taken into account. And we have money available. If we can find some way to be of, that it can be well used within the time available, I think that the board would look favorably on that. Let me put it that way.
Good. Thank you. Any further discussion? Phil. No surprise.
I will be voting against this resolution. It has only come to my attention recently that council member Wells has inserted himself into this process, which, of course, is his right. But I think that we have spent a lot of time trying to improve library services in Mount Pleasant and in Ward 1 generally. I have been a strong supporter of the library, and I am hopeful that we will be able to
move forward with the design as quickly as possible, so I see this as an obstacle to that. I am continuing to look into the matter, and I guess that's it. I'm not going to.
Okay. Oliver?
I think I strongly support the resolution as it stands, and I think what we should do is just to go ahead and vote on the resolution.
Okay, Jack?
One minor tweak in that last item 4. I would just like to say, shall be used only support positions embodied in its resolutions or...
Would you take that as a friendly amendment? Yeah. Would you make the change?
Just make sure that this is eliminating ambiguity. Other than that, I think this is excellent.
Okay. It's time for a vote. All in favor? Almost got swept up in the moment, Bill. all opposed? Yeah, Phil Lepanto opposing. The other 3 commissioners supporting. It is passed 3-1. There's a couple of short ones that I would like to get out of the way. That is, by the way, people will note that I withdrew, I think, 4 different resolutions to facilitate things. And that is, it has to do with the Transparency and Freedom of Information Act. The shortest one is item 15, requesting small area plan files. I've discussed this with extensively with the Office of Planning and with Gottlieb Simon, and Gottlieb says this is the way that we should proceed to get the data. So, if the Commission will allow, let me introduce it now. Resolved, ANC-1D request under the Freedom of Information and ANC Acts, the current documentation, including source data, for consultants' work on the Mount Pleasant Small Area Plan and the Creative Economy Study. Why? Both of these studies contain information that can assist 1D in the formulation of policies and reactions to the Office of Planning initiatives. Do I hear a second? Jack, seconds? Any discussion? Phil?
In general, I feel that our role is to advise district agencies on our reactions to their plans, not to serve as surrogates to helping them do their jobs. In other words, the purpose in my mind for you to request source data and documentation, et cetera, is to essentially present a revised plan to them using their own data, as opposed to reacting to their finished product. I think throughout this process they have asked us to participate. You have participated. I have participated. Commissioner McKay has participated. We have been a part of the process. I frankly don't see why this commission should make this request, and therefore I will not support it.
Okay. Let me react by saying that you are stating that you know my motivations and can read my mind, and I don't. I found almost no scientific evidence to say anyone can do that. Let me state what my sense is, that this is something that has been discussed a great deal. There is a lot of data that I've heard from the consultants been referred to, and I would like to. I think the people of Mount Pleasant would like to see what is going on and the basis of their conclusions, not just the finished product of what their recommendations are. This is something that could be very serious, could affect the next 50 years for Mount Pleasant, and thus the people of Mount Pleasant deserve to see the what is behind it. Phil.
I only inferred your purposes because they were not stated. Would you consider amending your resolution to include the purposes for which you're requesting this?
I think it states why, and that is to assist 1D. And 1D here can include everybody, not just the commissioners. And this, by the way, is legally required in the ANC Act that they make this statement. So it's trying to keep it simple.
So
let me continue to understand
your purpose.
Before recognizing you again, Phil, let me see if the other commissioners have something to say. Oliver?
I have nothing to add or subtract from the resolution. Just that as it is, and just go straight forward.
Thank you. Jack?
Yeah, I'm not so much involved in this particular project, but I know that there are other undertakings. We're having access to the internal data produced by a consulting study can be very helpful to us in the future, even more helpful sometimes than their final reports. So I'm going to be all in favor of this particular resolution.
Okay, thank you. Sounds like we're ready to vote. All in favor? Raise your hand. Three. All opposed? One. The motion passes, the resolution passes 3-0. Just to clean up another matter, because it's very short, let me ask the ANC website linkages. I think this is something that can be done very shortly. So I'll take that as authorization to proceed. Resolved, ANC 1D authorizes the ANC1D.org contain linkages to outside resources that support its policy of focusing on official policies and actions and sites of individual commissioners. Why? This commits to a formal resolution, two authorizations that have already been made informally by 1D by apparent majorities. A little background for those that don't know it is that the current website is constrained by a policy statement that was passed many years ago, which, amongst other things, forbade any external linkages. Do I hear a second? Jack. Is there a discussion? Jack.
Yeah, I think that original policy, which severely limited the linkages from the website, was unnecessarily restrictive, and it's time for that to be eliminated.
I would accept as a friendly amendment statement that that wipes out the previous resolution.
Okay, I will add that.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, I think we're ready to move to a... Okay, sorry.
Revised resolution into the record. Resolved, ANC 1D authorizes that ANC1D.org contain linkages to outside resources that support its current policy of focusing on its official policies and actions and sites of the individual commissioners. This revokes the previous ANC 1D policy statement that severely restricted outside links from the ANC 1D website.
So it's not your intent to revoke the whole resolution that Rich Wysocki put in?
Well, I'll have to go back and look at that one. I just recall that business about thou shalt have no outside links, which I think was a pretty silly restriction in retrospect.
Phil?
Can we change the word from to on the ANC website?
Okay. That makes sense. Any other
Okay. Tulid and I had discussed the possibility of revoking that old, that puts great constraints on the webmaster, but we don't have it here to look at, and so I think it's, okay, for vote, all in favor? 4-0, unanimously passed. Well, I've put in several, perhaps, are there other commissioners? I have a lot of a backlog here, but Jack, would you like to, or Oliver, Oliver, you haven't said much about which ones you want, so would you propose some? Let me mention while he's looking at that four and five are similar ones, and I think are very fast. And five was specifically requested by the chief technology officer of the Office of Zoning, and I promised I would at least submit it to our agency.
I would have no objection to considering that.
Okay. Oliver, while you're thinking in, perhaps we can take these up. Item four, then resolved, ANC1D asks all DC agencies when they contract for transcription services to make. Jack, would you put the.
Sorry, I thought we were doing number five.
Oh, okay.
Number five was the one you referred to earlier. Yeah, you
okay,
mean number
yes.
Four.
Okay. Five, let's do this. Then resolved, ANC1D asked the Historic Preservation Review Board and Historic Preservation Office to provide the public links to set up and link to the Office of Zoning Services that provide webcasting recordings of the meetings. When possible, transcripts and copies of all the documentation should also be made available. Second? Phil, would you second this?
Yes.
Okay. Then with that, let me say that in the problems we had about finding out what the Historic Preservation Review Board did on the library, I found out that the Office of Zoning has been keeping recordings. And they had mocked up an entire website with a lot of software, and they have had it ready for 1 year. But the Office of Zoning has not given them the authorization, despite many pleadings, so that they could mount this and to make it available to the public. Given the amount of work and the public service that is available here, the techies at Office of Zoning are very upset with this, and they can't understand why the Office of Planning would not want the public to know more of what's going on. So they asked me to submit this resolution for them. Jack?
I have to admit, I do not understand what this resolution is asking for.
Phil?
I do think that it could use some work, and before I propose any specific amendments, I want to say that in general, public hearings that are done by district agencies should be webcast, and there should be a centralized portal across all district agencies to allow the public to find and follow hearings that they may pay attention to. I think it is something that our council has really shown some leadership on, and I think it has really expanded the amount of participation in district government. As a friendly amendment, I would suggest revising this to be all public hearings, and something along the lines of what I was suggesting in terms of an open portal.
I would accept that. I hope you will allow me to keep good faith with the Office of Zoning that we specifically mentioned this one website.
Yeah,
if I could take the keyboard, I could Good. Probably come up with something that would meet our needs, and then you
Sure.
could approve it.
Good. Wally's, Jack.
Yeah, I'm puzzled because the HPRB public hearings are webcast. So they are webcast, but they're not archived. And I'm not sure what it is you're asking for here.
They are archived. They are on a server that has been
contracted. No, you don't understand me. There is no public access to that archive.
That's correct.
That's what you're asking for.
Yes.
Okay, but this is not at all clear from where it's.
I'm sorry for that. It seems so simple to me because I'm used to doing that. So it's an object in my mind that I failed, like many techies, to translate. But you can understand why the Office of Zoning that has been doing it, because those hearings take place in their chamber. So they had it set up, and they've been doing it, and for over a year, they tell me that the Office of Planning has refused to give them authorization to make them publicly available. And they have been including transcripts as they come available to the D.C. government as well. The Office of Planning seems to, if I may just add another comment, every time I encounter them, they seem to be quite secretive. Indeed, I've had two of their officers tell me that their attorneys tell them that they can ignore the ANCs. If I might enter discussion out of order with agency transcriptions, that this is part of the same issue. We have passed a resolution that's less general for the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, asking that they do that, and a resolution that they never acknowledged or responded to.
I wonder if in their new location they will have webcasting equipment. I don't know, because it would be very useful to have video access to the ABC board hearings.
Well, we could ask specifically under the under this one, just to add as a specific one, asking renewing our request for ABRA, because that's something that people need all over the city. It's a hot issue.
Right, but let's take that as a separate resolution so
okay.
that it will be self-standing and therefore stronger.
And not tonight. We have enough.
Not mix it in with another one.
Okay. Are you ready, Phil?
Is this acceptable to you?
Would you read it, please, Phil, into the record? Or perhaps Jack can read it into the record. Or Oliver, would you be willing to read it into the record? Okay. Use the microphone, please.
Reserve ANC calls upon the Office of the Chief Technology Officer to undertake and assure that all public hearings held by district agencies that have recorded video be webcast and archived for review by the web. In particular...
May I stop and say, I would like to add a friendly one for review by the public via the web. For public access.
Webcast and archives for public access via the web.
Would that be sufficient for you, Phil? Okay. Okay.
I don't think we need full review, just archive for public access via the web.
Simply to not confuse people that may access this recording, Would you now read from the beginning?
Resolved, ANC calls upon the Office of the Chief Technology Officer to undertake and assure...
Excuse me, would you take your discussions? There's a small room downstairs. Go on.
Resolve, ANCG1 calls upon the Office of the Chief Technology Officer to undertake and assure that all public hearings held by district agencies that have recorded video be webcast and archived for public access via the web. In particular, ANCG1 calls upon the Historic Preservation Review Board and the Historic Preservation Office to provide access to all previous recorded hearings via a link on Office of Zoning website. When possible, transcripts and copies...
I need to make a change, because what the Office of Zoning is asking for, that the Office of Planning put a link on their website with, and it should say via link to the facilities of the, to the archives of the Office of Zoning. Not on their website, the activities of the Office of Zoning. Yes. Would you proceed?
When possible, transcripts and copies of all the documentation should also be made available for download by means of links next to the archive webcast.
Okay, good. So, I believe we're ready for a vote. All in favor, raise your hand. It's 4-0. Thank you. Good collaborative effort here. I think we might take up the agency transcriptions also very quickly. Resolved, I'll read it. Or do you want to read it, Phil?
No, I was just going to... ask if you might think that we might have accomplished that with five.
No, this is transcription. It's different. That was webcast. This is transcriptions.
But we do reference transcriptions.
That's when they're available. Now we're asking that they be made available. So it's logically separate. I'll do it. ANC1D asks that all DC agencies, when they contract for transcription services, make these records available to other agencies of the government, including the ANC. ANC 1D. Would you insert that, Jack? Recommends that transcript copies, 1, be available free of charge, 2, be available from the agency, not from the transcribing contractor. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Oliver. Discussion. Seeing none, are we? Yes, Chuck.
Greater transparency, I'm all in favor of. I'm not quite sure how this contributes to responsibility.
They are responsible by DC law to prepare transcripts, and the point being for public information. But I accept your friendly amendment if you wish to remove that word.
Well, I'm just a little puzzled by it. But I would say just saying for greater transparency would be sufficient.
Okay, fine. Any other suggestions? Seeing none, may we move on to a vote now? All in favor? 4-0. Oliver, did you see one that you would like to... Wish to do you want to see this brought up now, Phil? It's been on our docs for 3 months.
No, I would be happy to discuss it now.
Okay.
I've not pressed it at previous meetings as a way to be cooperative and try and get as much business done as possible. I know this is a contentious issue. I would be happy to read it.
Okay, then, please do.
If it would be okay with the chair, once I read it, I would like to make a statement as to why I think it should be passed.
Brief statement, please, because we're trying to get through a lot here, and we have some important things. But please do it, and then let's see if we can get a second.
Resolved.
Well, we have a second. You're going to second it.
Resolved. ANC1D directs the Secretary to publish an agenda detailing the order of business and the estimated time of completion for each agenda item, including the approval of minutes, officer and committee reports, a consideration of previous business and new business. The publication of a final agenda will be 5 days prior to the regular business meeting. A preliminary draft agenda shall be prepared 10 days prior to the regular business meeting. This resolution does not preclude the consideration of business not published on the draft or final agenda. It is left to the discretion of the chair what non-agenda business items will be considered. The reason that I have...
Excuse me, may I consider that Oliver's nomination of this constitutes a second? Oliver?
Yes.
Okay, good. Proceed.
Thank you. The reason that I've called upon the creation of the agenda is not merely for the purposes of figuring out what each meeting will be about, but hopefully so that it would impose upon the officers of the commission as well as the other commissioners a certain discipline in ordering... the meetings in advance so that we can have a year-long, a month-long agenda, a quarter agenda, so on and so forth. We must order our business if we are to be most effective and deal with some of the larger issues that take more time to consider. I think oftentimes we are dealing with issues that come up and we are more reactive than we are planning and proactive. I have tried to accommodate the concern that I've heard many times from other commissioners that things come up at the last minute by specifically carving out discretion for the chair at all times to deviate from the agenda. But I do think that it's necessarily in order to increase public participation, to signal to the community what our plans are for the year, for the month, for the quarter, that we must have a more ordered and structured agenda-forming process.
Thank you. Oliver, would you like to comment? Or microphone?
Yeah, looking at the resolution, I think the secretary has actually been doing just that. And correct me if I'm wrong. We have seen that the agenda for every meeting is published, and but what I can say is that, you know, to give an estimate time of completion of an agenda is not to that, is not what the secretary can actually determine, because it all depends on, you know, how much it takes to discuss a particular issue. So it may, I don't think it is really in place to say an estimate time has to be provided, because it all depends on how long a topic like the mayor issue have discussed it for quite a long time. Supposing the secretary said, okay, let's take maybe 20 or 15 minutes to discuss it, you can't just leave it without resolving the issue.
Let me ask Jack. So this is a contentious issue that we all have strong feelings about, as seen by the roughly 100 emails that have transpired on this topic. Jack?
Yeah, I used to do exactly this. We used to produce agendas ahead of time with estimated times, because I recognize the value to the public of such an agenda. But in the end, I was compelled to give it up, because this depends on total cooperation from every commissioner. If you don't get that cooperation, it is an impossible task. Impossible. I know, because I would love to do it, but it cannot be done. If it couldn't be done, I would do it. It can't be done. And therefore, should this resolution pass, you will be looking for a new secretary.
Okay. My turn, which is to say that I agree with many of the sentiments that Phil suggests and would like to do it. In fact, when I was chair, I tried to do it with using devices to enforce limits on time so that we would have a much more regular meeting, and it fell apart. The commission did not want it. So it appears to me that there are the sentiment is running against you. It's 3-1. And so I suggest that rather than call a vote to limit debate, that you not persevere with this discussion too much longer. Yes,
he cannot. Parliamentary procedure. Once the motion has been made and seconded, it is the property of the commission, not of the person who offered the resolution.
Exactly.
Therefore, it must be voted up or down. It cannot be withdrawn.
Understood.
It can be withdrawn, but only with the permission of the commission.
That's right. Phil, you said you wanted to respond briefly. Please do so briefly, because...
Well, first, please, point of order, I could make a motion to the table. Is that correct?
You could.
Thank you. Second, I have been listening to this discussion, and I hear a lot of interest in doing this. What I hear is that we have all understood that there is a great deal of difficulty in doing this. So, Greg, if you tried to do this before, and if you tried to do this before, and it didn't work, why can't we make this work now? I mean, I would be happy, as a friendly amendment, to remove the estimation of time. But if we could just get an orderly agenda, I mean, we have made great progress. You have made great progress in reaction to this resolution of doing very close to this on the websites. So I don't understand why we can't take the next step and make this practice. This is something that the community wants. This is something that you all have both tried. I'm willing to work with you. You're willing to work with each other.
My answer to your question is that I think that the success of doing this informally through a series of probes serves as well, and so long as there's goodwill, I think that's what we should continue to do. Jack?
Technically, it's the chair and secretary who get together and set the agenda. That is a remarkable amount of power. That would give us the power to decide which resolutions we will have time for, and which will be so far down on the agenda they will never get to them. That's not a power that I want. That's not a power that I want to see the chair have or anybody have. And that's why the only way you could make this policy work would be for the entire commission to get together beforehand and agree on the agenda, which is something we used to do. But nobody wants to have another meeting.
Yes.
So either you confer this power on the chair and the secretary, and I particularly don't want it, or you agree to another meeting where we can set the agenda. That's the only way this can work.
I believe that must be in public, too. It appears to me the discussion has come to an end. If not, we can test it with a vote. I would like to call for a vote now. All in favor of this, of Phil's resolution? Signify by raising your hand. 1. All opposed. 3. That the resolution is not approved by a vote of 1 in favor and 3 against. Oliver, anything else you would like to say? Phil, is, you might be thinking, is there one that you think is highly important to do next?
I certainly hope Oliver doesn't pick one of mine.
Why not?
Well, if he's going to suggest them and then not vote for them, that's trouble for me.
Well, there may be...
I would be happy to, as we discussed earlier today, to take up the issue of the kiosks.
Posting places.
Yes.
That's number one. Is there any opposition to that? Then let's do that. Would you do us the favor of reading it in? I have a sore throat. And then we will probably amend this.
Resolved, ANC1D allocates $1,400 to erect a bulletin board in Lamont Park and four other substantial places in the overlap of the four single-member districts within Mount Pleasant Street commercial corridor between Harvard Street and Park Road. It will be the policy of 1D to post 25 notices of meetings, one on the Lamont Park posting place, three in the other Mount Pleasant Street posting places, and three other places for the four SMDs overlapping Mount Pleasant Street, and for each of the other two SMDs.
Okay. Is there a second? Thank you, Oliver. Now, discussion. Yeah, Phil. Oh, excuse me. I usually go to him. Oliver deserves that.
The resolution calls for five bulletin board to be erected. Is this amount not too much for the five bulletin boards? How much do we know of a bulletin board? How much does it cost?
I got an estimate. May I answer a direct question? This was the amount that was suggested to me by Juan Carlos Ruiz as something, and I think probably it is too little, and that's why Phil and I think, would make this the amount, or perhaps $1,500, the maximum amount, subject to matching, to fundraising by others. And for that, I would like to suggest to Phil that we do that quickly by just importing the language that was just approved for the matching contract funds for the library. Yes.
So there are a couple of things. One, I think actually that we ought to amend this to include a prominent public posting place down by the Woodner, which I think is very important, as a large number of our residents live in that area.
He nodded. Let me accept that immediately as a friendly amendment. Jack, would you construct language for that?
The second thing that I talked with you about earlier today was that I don't think that these kiosks, I don't think we actually call them kiosks, but I think that is sort of a good idea, should be constructed and implemented by a district agency such as DDOT or the Department of Parks and Rec, and I think that we should provide funding to assist with the purchase of, but that the idea that there would be other neighborhood groups that would potentially contribute to the cost of this, and that some cost would be borne by district agencies that would be charged with their upkeep.
May I translate this? I've already said I thought we should import some of the language, so because apparently a lot of people think we ought to do more matching funding. But to recommend specifically in here that the money that has been allocated by the Department of Transportation for Mount Pleasant Street include funding for these bulletin boards.
I don't know about that.
Will be a lot of money.
It seems pretty shenanigan-y to me. No, I mean, I don't mean to be, I don't mean to say that actually, I was just kidding around. That grant is a federal highway grant that has been
competed for by another organization. We've had lots of discussion about it.
I'll drop that for the moment.
Thank you.
It was an idea that the Latino Association suggested. So can we import some language from the library to do the matching? That's item 24, and so we would say award a contract to the Mount Pleasant Latino Association to be administered by 1D staff group.
I'm not sure where you're reading from, Greg.
From item 24. Or perhaps we could just really simplify it by saying that this is to be implemented. Change the amount to $1,500. Say that the contract is to be awarded to the Latino Association because they agreed. They're the ones that agreed to do it. That's the second point, and that the ANC will write checks only to match the amounts that have been raised by other parties. Yes, Phil?
I would prefer that we didn't do a contract necessarily with the Latino Association. I think we should keep this sort of up in the air. I mean, I'm really trying to move this more towards getting DDOT and DPR to do this rather than some private entity undertake to do this on public land.
Okay. Jack is agreeing with you. Do you have language, Jack?
Well, I'm quite unhappy with this entire resolution because I think it, as was the problem the first time we looked at this, there are too many uncertainties. We don't know where, we don't know how much of these things are going to cost, we don't know what they're going to look like. The homework has not been done on specifying exactly what is to be done. Now, if we started a lot smaller, following Phil's suggestion, and said we advise DDOT to build a public bulletin board in Lamont Park, that would itself be a reasonable start at what you are trying to accomplish. And then we wouldn't have to worry about all these other places which are specified here and where we're going to put them and whose property we're going to use, et cetera, et cetera. That would, I think that there's a lot of complications.
Then let me ask the Commission's permission to divide the resolution with just one part being what Jack said. And so I can withdraw the other part so that it, or table the other part, so that it can then be discussed at another time. Yes, we do. It's a motion to
second.
Divide. Okay. Any discussion?
Let me propose instead that you substitute, let me offer a motion to amend by substitution, a resolution calling specifically advice to DDOT to construct a public bulletin board in Lamont Park, period.
Well, I want to maintain the precedence of this to keep it alive, because I think it's something I've been working on for 5 or 6 years to get this done. And it came so close. So I would, but we have, is there a second to Jack's motion? Oliver seconds. Okay, I was hoping to avoid it, but.
Okay, then let me write. This would be a resolution to replace this resolution. This is an amendment by substitution.
Jack, you won't accept a friendly amendment to to maintain the other part so that it has, it's still on the table, are still under consideration.
My plan is to return to that at some time in the future.
Okay. So, now, Phil.
Can we clear up what has happened here parliamentarily? We had a motion that was seconded to discuss, and then we had a motion to divide and withdraw,
yes,
which was amended. We had a motion that was seconded to not divide and withdraw, but to substitute and replace. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I confess that I haven't caught up on these things. I think a motion to divide is not amendable, but I'm not gonna try to thwart the commission into further parliamentary.
Right. So I mean, in all fairness, what we're actually doing is just amending the original resolution.
Yes, and by a two-thirds vote, we can suspend the usual rules of order and go directly to that. Oliver.
By having the bulletin board only in Laman Park, will that affect the ANC poster that posted?
No. It would. I hope it would just add to the number.
Not directly. I mean, in principle, we were required to put up four posters in each SMD, and this could conceivably have one of those. But that would be the only.
Since it's my SMD, I'd like to ask that it be amended so
would
that.
I'd be perfectly happy to continue with the posters in their current locations entirely independent of this.
Okay. So just to clear this up, let me propose that we suspend the rules, go immediately of all the amendments, and we go immediately to consideration of the stripped down statement proposed by Jack. That requires two-thirds vote. May I have a second to that? Okay, good. So the motion is to suspend the rules and immediately
I'm not sure
on the floor.
What rules were we suspending here?
Amendments. So we go immediately. So the motion on the floor, if this passes,
point of order. We've had no formal motions to amend until mine. Okay, Greg has made a motion to divide. That is correct.
So now I'm asking, and it could be very simple, that we suspend all the votes on amendments to amend, etc., and go immediately to just the clear statement that you just said. And with three votes, we can do that. That seems like we could do that. All in favor? 4-0, more than two-thirds. So now the motion on the floor is Jack's statement.
ANC Wendy advises DDOT to construct a public bulletin board in Lamont Park.
No, I asked you agreed to that this not be considered as the this be an additional posting place to the normal rules.
It's yes.
Would you put that in?
If you insist.
Well, you agreed to it.
Trust, and verify, right?
Yes.
Would you accept a line that would make that would accept the usage of this by other public groups? In other words, this is not a bulletin board for the exclusive use of the ANC.
Yes, that was the intent. In fact, of the last almost 6 years, trying to get places, get 24 or 25 places around where people will continue to look for them because there's all kinds of interesting things. Jeff?
Yeah, I think putting up one as a trial could be very instructive because we find out how well and how effective it was, how much abuse it might take, how it was used. So I think building one and then building on that lessons yes. would be very helpful.
Yes, we may find ourselves embroiled continually with rules on what to remove and censor, etc. Okay, are we ready? Do we have a clear statement now?
I just like to add a sentence that this bulletin board will be for the use of the Mount Pleasant community.
I like that because then that means that outsiders may not come in and post things. Would you be willing to allow that interpretation, which we authorize removal of any posting by parties outside Mount Pleasant?
I change it slightly. I hope that's to say residents. Is that acceptable?
No, I would prefer community. I honestly think that our neighborhood oftentimes as a community extends beyond just our areas. And that was my hope, is that people that do live here, come here often, would be able to use this as they are enjoying the community.
Then let me say that it should be, I think there are actually several communities here, but it should be for activities in Mount Pleasant.
I don't know. I mean, we certainly consider many things that are of interest citywide.
Let me say this is now Jack's, by the suspending the rules on the topic, this is now Jack's resolution, not mine, and he gets to choose which are friendly amendments.
How about for use by the people of Mount Pleasant and neighboring communities?
Neighboring areas, how about?
Neighboring areas.
Okay. Good. We've resolved it. Collegiality. Okay. Are we ready to vote?
Let me read this into the record just for certainty. ANC Wendy advises DDOT to construct a public bulletin board in Lamont Park for use by people of Mount Pleasant and neighboring areas. The posting of ANC meeting announcements here will not replace any of the legally required monthly meeting posters.
Good. All in favor? 4-0. There is the library. Let me see, what else is there that...
The hour is getting late.
Yes. I would like to suggest, since it will be of a major importance soon, the Jack's two resolutions on social activities on the park and convert Mount Pleasant Street to a pedestrian encounter zone.
17. Okay, let's start with 17, then do 18.
Okay. Jack, would you read 17?
Resolve that ANC-UND advises the Office of Planning to support enhancements to the parks adjoining Mount Pleasant Street to promote social activities in those parks, and so encourage residents to make Mount Pleasant Street an area for social interaction, not just a passageway.
Is there a second? Oliver seconds. Does this require discussion?
Only in the resolved section could we maybe include some examples that are contained in the why. So just so we're specific.
It's Jack's choice, but generally I think we should keep the resolve part as being as kind of a headline, like a good newspaper article where things are summed up. And because the why is not, it's part of the resolution.
It is, but going to your point about what the agency must respond to is the resolution.
No, it's in the entire.
The why is the evidence.
No. They must respond to every. In fact, the way we're doing it, they must respond to every point in the why, because that is those are the lists of items. The library tried to do that, that's why Jack's cover letter saying that the whole thing is the resolution. So there's a misunderstanding here, I think. But it's Jack's decision. Do you want to keep this? Do you want to accept examples, or to keep it as you have?
Well, I think this is. I mean, I appreciate the suggestion. I think this is the first step in a long process, because nobody's gonna leap forward and do what we ask here. I think we have to follow up on this one with specific resolutions calling for specific things, like tables in Lamont Park. So at that time, I think we'd be well advised to include more arguments.
Seeing no more hands, may I call for a vote? All in favor? 4-0. No, moving on to 18. Jack?
Resolve that ANC1D advises the District Department of Transportation to undertake the conversion of Mount Pleasant Street to a pedestrian encounter zone, sharply reducing traffic speeds and prohibiting the use of street for through traffic.
I'll second it to move it on. Any discussion? Phil. Oh, excuse me, Oliver. If he wants.
Can you clarify the pedestrian?
While he's looking, there was a flurry of emails and examples that were posted about 6 months ago on this. And, it's sometimes. This has been cooking in discussion. It's been discussed by a lot of people in the both business association and lots of other places. And essentially, it means that it's been proven. I've gone to seminars with research on it. It's been proven that if you cut the speed of the cars and give the pedestrians the right-of-way and provide more space, then people will come out and start to use the streets. They're safer. They're more vibrant. They attract more people. And it's also part of the research that the merchants often are fearful about it, but in every case, so the reports go, they love it because they get increased business and shortly thereafter. Phil.
Yeah, I, like Oliver, don't recall the discussion on the emails 6 months ago. I think I've been on record several times as being in favor of this type of thing. I do take note that we are likely to catch something from some of the merchants. They're going to be fighting for parking and for street traffic to no end, and may see this as a threat. But I do agree that this would be a huge boon to the neighborhood. I almost wish that I had been paying more attention so that maybe I could have helped with this. The only amendment that I imagine that this is going to be much like your number 17, in which this is a starter resolution, and that we'll be spending more time on this. And I look forward to that. If we were thinking about our year-long agenda, this would be something that would come up regularly. I would like to discuss things like removing the difference between the sidewalk and the street.
Yes, that's part of what's usually done.
So I think that's exciting. The only thing that I'm glad you added bicycles. But in the headline, I was wondering if we could add the phrase pedestrian counter zone and bicycle boulevard.
Jack, do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
As a fervent bicyclist, I'd be happy to accept that.
Okay. Oliver, do you have suggestions? Well, since that's a simple change, I don't think it needs reading again. I think we can move to a vote. All in favor of this, signify by raising your hand. It's 4-0. It's 9:15.
No, I move we adjourn.
Okay. It's been moved. Second? Second. All in favor of adjournment? 4-0. The December meeting and the last meeting of this year is adjourned at 9:17. Thank you all. I think we were pretty productive tonight.